Here are six phrases to remove from your vocabulary.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast to episode number 215. As always, it's a pleasure to have you listening today. I know how valuable your time is, so thank you very much for tuning in to this episode. And hope you're doing well. Definitely keeping busy here at the moment. Or actually, I shouldn't say that. Oh my gosh, I just caught myself. As you'll see when we get into this episode, describing yourself as being busy is a bad thing. And I just made the mistake, so I need to do better at that. But things are going well at the moment. As I spoke about a few episodes ago, I've got Warwick, my contractor, working with me now, good friend of mine, and that's going really well. It's really changed how I operate my business and the role that I play. So that's all going really well, and I'll be talking more about that as that situation develops. But yeah, really can't complain. Everything's going well. Nearly halfway through the year. It's coming up to the end of May. This is going live 31st, so next week. So we'll be almost in June, which is my birthday month. I'm turning 30 next month. I can't believe how fast this year is going by already. It's just crazy, crazy times. So on to this episode, and today I'm talking about six phrases to remove from your vocabulary. Because we all have these different expressions and turns of phrase that we rely on when we are trying to make a point or trying to communicate our intentions. But in this day and age, it's easier than ever for messages, especially if we're writing, you know, a written message, to be misconstrued or taken out of context. And if you're not careful, certain words and phrases can weaken the point that you're trying to make, or maybe even undermine the message entirely. So I've identified a few phrases based on my own experience that I've tried to avoid using that I think you should as well. And whether that's, you know, writing an email or talking in person, really one of the big takeaways of this episode is just to be more conscious about your choice of words and the underlying meaning that they have. So the first phrase that I wanted to talk about is this phrase, not bad. Now, we've all been guilty of this one. When somebody says, hey, how are you? And you say, yeah, not bad. And I've been pretty good at this for a while. I haven't used this expression in a while because I don't want to measure how I'm doing based on how bad I feel. I think badness is a very bad yardstick. It's a terrible way of describing how you feel. But we use this phrase as if to say, you know, oh, it could be worse, which again, it's just a very pessimistic way of thinking. So that's my first one. Just not bad, or could be worse. Remove that phrase from your vocabulary and you'll force yourself to start assessing things in a more positive lens. And it kind of goes back to that ideas in Stoic philosophy that Ryan Holiday talks about in his books, The Obstacle is the Way, and different books that he's written, which I'm a big fan of. And he talks about, it's all about perception and how you, your outlook and how you choose to look at life and the lens through which you look at things through. So if you're assessing things based on how bad they are, it's kind of just not a great way to think about things. So remove not bad from your vocabulary. Another one is when you use the word busy. And as I said by accident at the start, I don't like using the word busy. Or I don't like using the word busy in to say, oh yeah, I'm doing good, I'm busy. So if, you know, the same question as before, if somebody says, hey, how are you? And you say, oh, I'm good, busy, thanks. Again, I don't love that expression. Busy is not good. Busy implies that you have too much to do. Busy implies that you are overwhelmed. Busy implies that you're not on top of things or that you're just disorganized. And even if you genuinely are busy, don't kid yourself into thinking that that is a good thing. Some people like to wear busyness as a badge of honor because it implies that they're more important. And I think that really is the root of the problem, is that we say, yeah, I'm really busy because, man, somebody who's really busy surely is very important. And when people ask me, how are you doing? Are you busy? I usually reply and I just say something like, no, work's good. It's steady. You know, happy with the pace right now. I've got a, you know, just nice and consistent. I don't say this because I don't have enough work. It's just that I have everything under control and I'm on top of everything. It's not like I'm looking for stuff to do. I have plenty to do, but I'm not busy. I'm not busy is that kind of chaotic, frantic, disorganized state. I just have everything under control. And again, I think trying to remove this phrase from your vocabulary is a good one, and you'll be amazed at how, again, it changes your outlook on things. And if you feel like you want to say, oh, I'm really busy, then maybe that's a sign that you need to get things more under control until you can say, no, I'm good. Yeah, like, I've got a lot going on, but I'm under control. That's really where you want to be. Another really, an expression that I really don't like is, I don't have time. As a productivity enthusiast, you can really imagine that this one grinds my gears, because I think this phrase is a lazy way of thinking, and it's not honest either, because we all have the same 24 hours in a day, and if all of a sudden you had to drop what you're doing to deal with an emergency, you would find the time. It's not about having time, it's about finding and making time. So when we say, I don't have time, it's a verbal crutch that we lean on when what we really mean is, that's not important to me right now. And we just don't want to admit it. If somebody says, hey, can you do this? And you say, sorry, I don't have time. What you're really saying is, no, that's not important to me. And I just don't want to admit that. And so if people request something of me, and whatever that might be, being a guest on my podcast, or can you do a sponsored thing, or whatever it might be. Sometimes people ask me for, can I get on the call, a call and talk to you? These are sort of non-clients, people who just want to kind of network. I just say, look, I'm prioritizing other projects right now. And that's my way of saying, you know, this is what I'm prioritizing. And that's the truth. I have the time and it's valuable, which is why I'm prioritizing my paying clients. That's the most important thing in my business. So rather than saying, sorry, I don't have time, I just say, you know, sorry, I'm prioritizing a few other things right now. And so removing the phrase from your vocabulary forces you to be more honest with your excuses. And I think people appreciate that. If you just say, I don't have time, we get the underlying subtext, which is, oh, well, you would make time for me if I was more important. So if you give an honest answer, sorry, I'm prioritizing these other things, people respect that. Another word to remove is the word just. I think the word just is fine if you're saying it like, oh, I just finished. Obviously, that's fine. But when you're using the word just, when you say something like, hi there, just following up. This is one that I used to use quite a lot. And I realized I was using this word just, and I actually read an article about why you shouldn't use this word just, because it weakens your statement and it implies that you're in the wrong, and you might not be. It's kind of like saying, you know, if I was saying, hey, just following up, it's like saying, oh, sorry to bother you, I'm only following up. When really, following up is fine, but we put this word just at the front because we want to be less annoying. So we're saying, oh, it's not that bad, I'm just following up, don't worry. But it's fine. You're allowed to follow up. So this was a tough habit for me to break. But now when I'm writing emails, I don't use this word just, and my emails feel more assertive and direct, which I think is a good thing. Another phrase that I don't really like, if, you know, used inappropriately, is at this point in time. This is another one that I used to use quite a lot, and I thought it was fine. You know, I'd get emails from people reaching out to be a guest on my podcast, and I'd say, sorry, I'm not looking for guests at this time. The trouble is that this is kind of kicking the can down the road and gives the other person permission to say, okay, I'll follow up in a few months, because I've said, not at this time. Really, what I need to say is, again, a bit like what we said before about I don't have time. I just need to be honest and just say, thanks, but this isn't the right fit for me. Just draw a line in the sand. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste my time. So, yeah, this isn't the right fit for me. I think often we put these phrases in to kind of soften the blow of saying no, because we're social animals. We don't want to disappoint people. So we put in at this point in time, or I don't have time, or oh, it's just following up. You can just be more honest and more direct with what you're saying. And the final phrase that I've tried to avoid using is, does that make sense? Because this is another one that, again, I used to think was fine. I thought it was harmless. And I'd say it to clients a lot on a call or in an email when explaining something. I'd say, does that make sense? And my intention was good. I'm trying to say, you know, have I explained it clearly? And while I've never been called out on this by anyone, I kind of felt like I'm putting the other person in a position where they need to admit that they don't understand something, and that might be uncomfortable. And because my entire job is about helping people to understand things, I don't want them to feel embarrassed about asking for help. So instead, it would be better to say, let me know if you have any questions about that. And this allows the conversation to continue without putting the other person in a potentially uncomfortable position. And so those are just a few, I'm sure there's more, a few expressions and phrases and words that I try to avoid using or use carefully if I do need to use them. And again, the big takeaway here is that whatever you're writing or whatever you're saying, if you're speaking in person, just to be more conscious of the underlying subtext and the hidden meaning of what you're saying, and making sure you're not weakening your point of view or hiding the truth, I think is the sort of common thread with a lot of these. If you have any phrases or words that you think we should avoid using, or you think that are really good, head on over to the show notes, paulminers.com/215. Leave me a comment. As always, I really appreciate your feedback. One more time, thank you very much for listening to this episode, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners Podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show, and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is, if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there. And I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulminers.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.